在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
Football, of course, is a team game, isn't it? However, what we tend to hear about all the time are the individuals, the soccer stars, our heroes on the football field. Is it difficult for a football player to learn not to be a personality, but to be part of a team, do you think?
It is, yes. So that's a very good question, and one that many clubs have never totally resolved. Obviously, managers want to encourage the individuals, but they also know that if they're going to get those results that I spoke about earlier, in other words, if they're going to win the game, it's got to be a team effort.
And teams, of course, have different ways of playing, a different style of approaching the game. Sometimes England, especially in World Cup competition, have been called a bit pedantic, a bit slow, a bit stodgy in the way they play football, whereas other teams play with more energy and flair. Do you think that's fair?
Yes, it is, and very often the English approach appears to be, as you put it, pedantic and rather slow, and certainly the club that I follow has that same approach. Their tactic is simply the goalkeeper gets the ball and he punts it high up into the other half, and they hope that somebody will be underneath it from our side who will be able to control that ball, sweep it out to the wing. The winger sweeps it back in again and bang it in the net. That's the theory, but in practice it doesn't work out that way. And the trouble is that spectators do get a bit fed up with one type of football.
Finally, John, you obviously love the game of football, and as a professional commentator you've been looking at the game for some years now. What do you think the future holds for English football?
I'm very concerned about the future, and I think most people associated with football are concerned with the future of English football, or football in general, largely for the reasons I've stated, that big money is entering the field, the television companies are entering the field, literally. Spectators are not being given enough attention and consideration. It's becoming less of a sport and more of a business. And that concerns me very much indeed.